Good morning. I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. In the Spotlight this morning, Redwood Empire Food Bank is hosting its Winter Food and Funds Drive, and I'm here with Marketing and Communications Manager Sarah Olscher. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. The Redwood Empire Food Bank obviously is all about getting food to everybody here in the North Bay. You're doing this Winter Food and Funds Drive. Tell us about it.
This is really the time of the year that people think about hunger. And so we have our food donation barrels that say get food on the side, and we have hundreds of them that are out in the community right now and more going out the door every day. We're really looking for people to donate food and funds because more than half of our income comes in during this time of year. It's really the time of year that people are thinking about hunger, even though it happens all year round. Mm-hmm. So really anything that people can do to, you know, support us, we greatly appreciate and really need.
Excellent. Is it the weather or is it the holidays? What do you think it is about the winter time?
It's the holidays, really. Yeah. It's the time that everybody's thinking about helping other people. Unfortunately, you know, hunger really doesn't have a season. Mm-hmm. We find that people are hungry all year round, of course. So we do our work year round, and we really use the support that we gather during the winter time to support that.
So what's the easiest way to get involved? You said there's donation stations kind of around. How do people find those?
Absolutely. So we have our barrels out in grocery stores all over the North Bay, specifically in Sonoma County. And you can find them on our website at refb.org. And also, you know, you can call us to find out where they are. Mm-hmm. And we don't limit anybody from taking a barrel. So individuals, apartment complexes, small businesses, if you're interested in hosting a food drive yourself, we would be thrilled. So you can get more information about that on our website as well if you go to donate food. And of course, you can make monetary donations online as well. We are very grateful for that because we can then use our buying power to buy exactly what we need and distribute it to the people who need it. And then also, we welcome volunteers. This is a really busy time of year, and we have 8,500 volunteers who help us out at the Redwood Empire Food Bank, and we honestly could not do it without their support. So we really ask the community if they're able to donate food, donate time, and donate money. Those are really the things that we need and appreciate.
Cool. So if I wanted to get a barrel for my office, I could give you guys a call and get all my coworkers to donate some food.
We would love that. That would be awesome.
Great. Any particular food items or anything people should be looking to donate?
Yes, we will accept almost anything. The only exception being what you make in your home. So don't make a casserole and deliver it.
I literally was going to leave a casserole. No.
Yeah, for food safety reasons, we can't accept that. And obviously, putting raw chicken in a barrel is probably not the best thing. So non-perishable items, things that don't need to be refrigerated, can go into those barrels. Canned goods, stews, proteins. Really, the food that we get from these food drives is the best quality food that we get because it's chosen by the members of our community. They're things that they would buy themselves. So those Amy's stews or baked beans, those kinds of things.
Sure.
Yeah.
Excellent. And then you guys round up these barrels and distribute. And how do you find the hungry people and get the food to them?
Well, we like to say that if someone is hungry, they will find us. Mm. And our website is great. We're just launching a brand new tool that helps people find food more easily. We have over 300 distributions. So basically, we work by popping up these food distributions in parking lots or with different partners. And we have it all listed on our website so people can come and get produce, milk, protein, canned goods, and all that.
So. Excellent. So keep an eye out for the barrels in the grocery stores and everywhere else. Mm-hmm. Donate what you can. Donate funds if you don't want to leave a chicken. And then, go to refb.org for more information.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you, Sarah, for joining us. Again, I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.